This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
God told me to start building up, man, and I said, God, I don't want to do it because I don't want to give this up.
What's going on today, everybody? Hope you guys are having a blessed day. You're getting ready to see what happened at the Black Christian Influencer Conference, how God used me to tell my testimony about how I made my business an idol and how I care more about being seen more than the glory of God and how God stripped it away from me for me to recognize who really gets the glory. I hope you all enjoy this video and share with a friend and a loved one.
I got Jeremy here. I know he's waiting to release a fire. I want to hear from you, especially when it comes to scaling and these people who are here and young, okay? Past, oh my God, Jeremy, I see the tears flowing. Please
because
share.
I was one of those people that they was talking about. I cared about my brand more than God. And I remember I said, God created me a clean heart and changed it. I was one of those people, I made business an idol. I was on the phone with my mentor, and I told him, God told me to start building up, man. And I said, God, I don't want to do it because I don't want to give this up. And I remember my business started to crumble. My engagement went down. Brands went away. No likes, no videos. I was used to getting thousands of views, and they dropped. And I was trying to figure out why. And God gave me a vision, and he said, I heard a pastor, I was listening to a prayer, and he said, I call death and fire to building everything that you say is in my name, but is in your glory. And I remember I was at the gym, and I said, God, I'm sorry for building this business for my name and not yours. And I only did this for you. And I remember after that, I got sick, and I was sick for weeks, and I couldn't move my legs. And I said, God, please heal me. He said, why? Because your legs run to mischief instead of my kingdom.
God. Come on, tell it.
And the moment I started obeying him, and I started doing what he told me to do for the men's ministry in my church, everything blew up. Everything blew up.
Yes,
I was calling my mentor, crying. I said, why is this influencer getting more deals? I'm better than him. My videos yes. are better than him. Why is it that he's getting it and I'm not? And I'm upset that I'm not getting deals. when God was opening up a lane for me to do speaking, when God was opening up a lane for me to do travel tourism. And I'm telling you, what they saying is so real. That's why I was crying, because as she was crying, I could just remember sitting at the altar saying, God, I made this an idol.
Jesus.
God, I made this an idol.
My God.
I care more about being seen. I'm telling you, this stuff is real. You got to check your heart. Jesus. I bought shoes and clothes to be seen. I took pictures in certain positions to be seen.
My God.
I took pictures and videos to be seen. I was not doing it for God's glory.
Come on, speak it.
And I'm telling you, he spared me, because he could have took all of this away.
Come on.
It was because I obeyed. And I remember my mentor said, are you really going to walk in willful disobedience?
Come on, I remember it.
And God will, I'm telling you, God will take it away. And I start learning about it. I start studying idolatry. And I realize I would check my phone before I check with God. I would spend hours in the bed on social media, but not spend hours reading my word.
Poor.
And I'm telling you, if you don't change it, God will take it away. God will take it away. I'm telling you, it's not worth it. And I had to learn. That's the reason why I did not scale. Some of y'all want to scale, but you can't scale because you don't have the right heart. The only reason you want to scale is to stunt on that person that stunted on you. The only reason you want to scale is to show off. The only reason you want to scale is to show, look what I've done. I was that person, I'm telling you. And it took me to be humble. It took me to almost lose it. You do not want to get to that point. My bank account was getting low. And I'm telling you, it was by the grace of God that I grew. So I'm telling you, you got to get the idol out of your heart. In Ezekiel, he says, I will create, give you a new heart and a new spirit. And this is a scripture that changed me. It's in Judges. It says, turn to your idols in times of need. Don't call unto me. And then one day I said, gym shoes saved me. Gym shoes was an idol. I felt like a public success, but a private failure. I would look at my gym shoe wall and say, look what I've done. And I care more about being seen with my clothes than being seen by the glory of God. I felt so stripped away. One Sunday, my pastor asked me to pray, and I said, I don't even feel worthy to touch the altar because I'm not living right.
Jesus.
You gotta transform your heart. Because I'm telling you, none of this matters if you don't have the right heart posture.
None
of this matters.
My God.
I was in Jamaica.
Yes, God.
I got a brand deal in Jamaica, and I asked the lady, I said, what made you bring me out here? Because I used to be ashamed to tell people I was a Christian. Because I said, well, what if I speak in tongues and they see my video and they don't want to work with me? What if they see me laying hands? What if they see me doing this and they don't want to work with me? The stigma becomes behind being a real man of God. So I'm going to just represent God. I'm going to just show my actions. And I was scared to tell people.
Yeah.
And I heard a man say, do you represent God with your mouth? And now I start to be more vocal about it. And I was in Jamaica.
Yeah.
And the lady looked at me and said, the reason I brought you here was because I looked at your personal page and I seen that you were a real man of God and you represent him well. And I want people like you who represent his kingdom to influence the world.
Jesus.
So if you really want the deals, you got to change your heart.
Yes, God. I need
vision doesn't matter.
Stand up for me.
Character doesn't matter.
Come on.
Those things doesn't matter.
Here we go.
If you don't change your heart. None of that matters if you don't change
your heart.
This is
my brother, y'all. When I see him in tears, I feel that he is here to minister for a purpose. This man is a real man of God. And right now, I think there is a need for us to pour into each other. So if you can just begin to speak in your heavenly language and talk to God about this business that you're looking to scale. Because if God ain't in it, there's no purpose in it. I need you to talk to God right now. I know we're in a business session, but God is still in the business. And he needs to be in it for it to thrive. And if we don't have the right heart posture, we can't go forward. So lift your hands. Father God, I thank you right now for the people in this room. I thank you for the businesses, God. I thank you for these ventures that we have, God. But above all else, I thank you for who you are. And the things that you've given us, oh God, mean nothing without you. And God, right now, we give everything that we have to you, God. We thank you right now even for Jeremy and his poor, God. Yes. This man of God has poured, oh God, and you continue to show yourself strong in his life, God. So as he begins to show us, God, what it looks like to be a giver, what it looks like to be open, what it looks like to be vulnerable, God, I ask that you show up and show out in his life right now. Yes. I ask that you begin to pour out rivers, oh God, rivers that overflow, oh God, which rivers that overcome, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that he may pour into others even more, God. And the people here that are witnessing what it looks like, God, to be where you need to be where you're going to go so that God can really get the glory out of you, God. Let us all begin to be vulnerable, oh God. Let us all begin to be faithful, oh God. Let us all begin to give all of our all to you, God. And we thank you, Jesus. Come on, give God some thank you, Jesus.
Can I pray for him real quick, Jackie?
Yes, God. Yes, God.
If you've been struggling with idolatry, with what you've been trying to call God for, it comes to the altar, I'm going to pray for all of us. It's going to take humbleness. I'm talking about if you've been struggling with idolatry, if you've been, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you remove any idols, God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, that anybody, God, who has boldness, God, we pray that you remove it right now, God. Your word says, oh Lord, God, creating us a clean heart, God. God, we pray, God, that you remove the stony heart, God. We pray right now, God, that you remove the heart of flesh, God. But every single person, God, on this altar, God, you're going to touch them individually, God. We pray right now, God, remove it right now in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, transform the mind, God. Transform the heart, God. We pray right now, God, that you send a release, oh Lord, God. God, we pray right now, God, remove the pride, remove the ego, God. And we pray, God, because of their boldness, God, that pride will be removed, oh Lord, God, that you will elevate them, God. Your word tells us, God, to be humble, oh Lord, God. And he who try to exalt himself shall be abased. But Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, God, for boldness right now, God, that you give them, God, a heart of integrity, God, that you allow, oh Lord God, the fruit of the Spirit, God, to be an example in their lives, God. God, we pray right now, God, that you send them the right people, God, that you give them, oh Lord God, mentors, God, that you give them counselors, God, that you send them right now in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, oh Lord God, that anything, God, that try to come above you, God, we strip it down in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We move the spirit of idolatry, oh Lord God, for everybody in this room, oh Lord God, who has put anything above you, God. We pray right now that we will spend more time with you than anything, God. God, allow us, God, not to want to elevate, God, for show off, oh Lord God, for representing other people, God. But we pray, God, allow us to represent you well, God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, God. Give us the strength, God. Give us the boldness, God, to be true kingdom believers, God. Allow us, God, to manage what you give us, God. Give us the strength and the authority, God, to have dominion, God. Not for show off, God, not for showboating, but we pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, we send a release right now, a fresh wind, God. We pray, God, that the cloud of glory will enter into this place, God. We pray, oh Lord God, that you would give us integrity. We pray that you would give us the strength. We pray right now, oh Lord God, that you will turn our hearts, God. We pray that you would give us, God, the strength that we need for the next level, God. For the next level, our emotions got to change. For the next level, our heart has got to change. For the next level, our mind has got to change. And we pray right now for a release, God. We came to showboat, you came to showboat, but we pray right now that the hearts will change, that they will leave transformed. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, do it now, God. We strengthen, oh Lord God. We release, oh Lord God. We send covering over them, God. Allow them, oh Lord God, to be released now. We break the chains of idolatry, God. We break it off now in the name of Jesus. Idolatry be cast down in Jesus' name. Idolatry be cast down in Jesus' name. Witchcraft be cast down in Jesus' name. We pray right right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, God, that you cast it down right now. Your blood, God, we cover it, oh Lord God. We cast it down now, oh Lord God. Uncleanliness, oh Lord God. Anybody who's been making sex an idol, God, we pray that you remove it now, oh Lord God. Anything, oh Lord God, broken relationships, remove it now, oh Lord God. Soul ties, remove it now, God. We cast down, God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your word says, oh Lord God, blessed are they that dwell in unity. So as we come together as one, God, we break the chains now. Everybody clap your hands. Everybody say break, 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 break. We release it now, oh Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Come on. Give God a praise. Come on. Y'all didn't think we were going to miss God in all of this, did you? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. I thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. His presence is here. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for giving us what we need. Woo. Y'all feel all right? I feel good. I feel good. I know my team is going crazy because they want to time and be on it, but I thank God for letting his presence flow right now in this place. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Okay. All right, guys. We're going to keep it moving.